Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming RB Pest Solutions. RB Pest Solutions is located in the Chatham neighborhood. So as I mentioned, the IJ Clinic is celebrating its 20th anniversary. And as a part of that anniversary, we're looking to find out what's going well and what could be going better for small businesses in Chicago. And I just want to take it from the top. If you could tell me your name and the name of your business.
So my name is Robbie R. Smith and my business is RB Pest Solutions.
Can you tell me how RB Pest Solutions came to be from like little baby seedling to where it is today?
Well, I got off into pest control. My dad's been an exterminator all my life, all that I can remember. Of course, I didn't dream to get older and be an exterminator. So I went off in corporate and got many degrees and just taught and did that whole thing. And in the middle of teaching one of my undergraduate courses, I taught entrepreneurship. I was helping them build their business plans. And I realized, wow, it would be really great if I just built my own business plan and kind of pour into myself and see what happens. So I took the extermination test. I took it over and over about four or five times, passed it August of 2016. And we've been off ever since.
And you said your dad is an exterminator. Is there anything that's really distinct about the way you do business that comes from him or is informed by him?
He's extremely thorough. He really acts as if you were the rodent or if the bed bug or depending on the pest, if you're a bee, wasp, if you are the pest, how would you, you know, live in this habitat or this environment? And then the sanitation component that he brings in with extermination is just amazing.
Can you tell me more about your neighborhood and the community that you serve?
I started it in my living room and we opened up a pest control retail store on 82nd and Cottage Grove. And we decided to do that because we were doing extermination and we realized while we were at people's homes that either they couldn't afford it or we're in a do-it-yourself generation where people can grab products and do it themselves. So we want to give them the option to come into the store. The foot traffic is amazing here and the prices are reasonable. So dollar glue boards, you know, in between extermination services for some of our residents in the area, they can come and get the things that they need. It's ant season now. They can come and get ant bait and they can apply it themselves. So opposed to going to some of your hardware stores, you go, you stand in the pest control aisle. You're like, it's so much to choose from. How do I apply it? You can come speak with the experienced and live technician and they'll walk you through how to use it. So that's why we wanted to be in the community and we're in Chatham. Chatham is a really booming community here in Chicago.
And would you say that your customers are mostly individual folks who are looking for pest control solutions or property managers or does it run the gamut?
Really, we range anywhere from our property management, leasing companies all the way down to your regular person that rents around the corner and want to come in and get glue boards. So we do commercial, residential, daycare, restaurants, universities, any infrastructure we can do the pest control.
And you mentioned that you were working in corporate, working as an educator before you started doing this. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be working for yourself versus working under someone else's umbrella?
You know what? It's really amazing. You work twice as hard. You know, we throw this whole boss thing around these days. And really this generation is about start your own thing. And it really takes a lot of, you know, pull up your sleeves. And as a business owner, you can be doing accounting one day, next day you're doing sales, next day. And even when you get a team, my team is great. I've been able to hire in the community and you're still kind of looking to make sure that it's running smooth. Because at some point in the business, you're not working in the business, you're working on the business in order to grow it. So that's the stage that we are now getting the right team in place so that it can continue to run smoothly and grow.
And we've talked to a lot of people about team building and the challenges that come along with it. What advice would you give to another entrepreneur who's trying to build a team?
Just meet people where they are. So you won't have a high turnaround time. HR is really real. You know, we as businesses, we can't just hire HR department, you know, initially, but really looking at people's strengths and weaknesses and meeting them where they are and see where they thrive. And once you place them in those areas where they thrive, then they get an opportunity to bring the best version of themselves to your project or your organization. Motivating them as well, actually pulling out their strengths like, hey, I kind of noticed you did this in this position. I would have done it this way, but you actually done an amazing job this way. I never thought about it that way. You know, people really want to be part of something huge. And so I just love that transformational kind of watching them bring the best version of themselves and watch them shift to someone else. It's so exciting to me.
You're in a unique position because pest control is something that you could do anywhere. What does it mean to you to be located here in Chicago?
Chicago is the best place in the world. Like, I grew up here, and you can go anywhere and find something new that you haven't ate or done in Chicago. But we are really developing into something huge. We have a lot of construction, a lot of changes are being made right before our eyes. And so I feel like on a pest control level, and to be a woman in pest control, it's really exciting to kind of be in the room with these people and watch them build these great infrastructures and be able to say, oh, okay, I service that restaurant and everyone loves that restaurant. And I'm a part of making sure that the kitchen stays clean and that it's pest free.
And you mentioned that you took the test to become an exterminator a few different times.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what it was like to get all of the required licenses?
So you have to go through the Illinois Department of Public Health in order to become a licensed technician. And so the test is really your safety and regulations, how to apply the chemicals, which is the MAV portion of it, the life cycle of the pest you're dealing with. If you're dealing with rodents, what's their life cycle? Because then based on that, then that's the approach that you want to take depending on the pest. So extermination is not just walk in, and I know it has this cliche, well, they walk in and they do nothing, or they walk in and they're in for 5 minutes and they're gone. It's actually a science to it if you really take it serious. And the state and city takes it serious. They come out, they do audits. We're dealing with chemicals. Like, when we come into your unit, some people are like, spray right here. And it's like, well, we're dealing with a chemical. We don't want to expose you to certain things. And so the U.S. Department of Public Health, they really take that serious. So I took it like 4 or 5 times until I was able to actually get it. I was able to pass it.
And then, so you said you got it in 2016. What is the process for maintaining that licensure look like?
Well, within that year, you have to do continuing education hours. So every year we have to take like a total of 9 to 12 classes per year. So when it comes to 2-3 year mark, you can renew, and then they want to see, well, what are you doing as a company? Or if you're just a sole exterminator, what accounts do you have? They come and open up your files. Like, if they see one of your trucks, they'll actually, you know, thoroughly check your trucks. They are really like a stickler when it comes to that.
And so there are two different ways that you might be monitored. One of them is by a regulatory body, and then another is sort of consumer facing, like Better Business Bureau or Yelp or Google reviews. How have those played a role in how your business goes?
We've done great in regards to the stride that we made in the last 2-3 years. We've been able to really make a name for ourselves. I tell my guys is that all we have is our name. So, you know, they can go with your big conglomerate companies, but once we walk in the door, we have to go exceptionally above and beyond. And so I haven't seen any bad reviews so far. And I try to be a stickler with that. Like, look, you know, this is the age of the internet. So you have to be careful because people can videotape you, or they can go online and give you a bad review. And if all we have is our name, then that can make or break us as a company.
And so you're here in Chatham. Have you had interactions with your alderman or with City Hall in the process of building this business?
Yes. So, you know, each neighborhood has an association, Chatham Business Association, and they provide workshops, or they provide actual meetings per month where you can kind of team up and meet up with people, other entrepreneurs in the neighborhood, or even some of the businesses, the landlords. So it's like a bridge that they kind of help build with small businesses. And so I try to be very involved. I try to do a lot of sponsorship because I want to make sure that I'm pouring back into it. I'm just not here to say, hey, come in and support us. It's how can we support you? So back to school stuff I plan on doing, and some jobs that we do, we actually do them for free depending on, you know, the economical scale and how things are going. We'll just do it because we don't want the person living with those pests.
So you said that your license comes from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Yeah.
Did you have any licensure at the city level? And what has your interaction with City Hall been like?
So with the city of Chicago, I have the business license. Going there, it has been like, ooh, you go get a business license. They want to know the zoning, the permitting. And then in regards to how you look personally, do you have any parking tickets, anything like that? Because that all plays a factor as to whether they can put, you know, a hold on the city license and stop you from doing work. So you have to stay on top of that from a city perspective. And then the Illinois Department of Public Health have their own section. And then I'm licensed with the Department of Agriculture. They have their own. So trying to keep up with the renewal dates and when to renew for this and making sure one doesn't affect the other is really, yeah, it's been a doozy. But you have to stay on top of it if you want to do business here.
And if you were to give City Hall one piece of advice about how to make Chicago or maintain Chicago's business friendliness, what would that piece of advice be?
I think the bigger part with the city in regards to the contracts and things like that, I think because a lot of the bids come out for the city, and it's just great to continue to allow those opportunities for small businesses to have a seat at the table. You know, sometimes it's like, you're a small business, you want the opportunity, but on paper, it looks like you're not ready for the opportunity. So it's a catch 22, but you have to present me and at least give me an opportunity so that I can show you that I'm able to handle the projects that are on a prime level. So just continue to allow us to have a seat at the table and bid for these contracts so that we can better our businesses and scale the business by providing and continuing to provide those opportunities.
Yeah.
We'll grow.
You're meeting your employees where they're at, and you're asking that the city, when they have big opportunities, as we're growing Chatham, we're also meeting small businesses
where we're at.
I love that. Yeah. And then before we wrap, is there anything that's important for you to share about your company or about doing business in Chicago generally?
Well, RB Pest Solutions, we're a gem in a sense where we want to give pest control a facelift. So we're not your traditional team where, you know, you probably got that guy that comes through with his knee pads. And like, we're not your traditional extermination team. If you really walk into our culture, you'll see we're young, we're fresh, we're innovative. We're trying to really provide a lot of technology with our bait boxes. We're just trying to give you a different approach to pest control and what it actually stands for. And so I think that's what sets us apart. I'm excited about where RB Pest Solutions is going, for us to have, you know, a woman-owned pest control company and also have the retail store. I think it's pretty huge. No other company has a retail store attached to their pest control company. So we're just trying to put a spin on it. And I mean, I just love doing business in the city. It's amazing.
If I'm listening and I'm having some pest control issues of my own, where can I find out more about getting your services?
So you can visit our site at www.rbpestsolutions.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and you can put in r.b.pestsolutions and everything will pop up. We have blogs on there. We have articles that you can read. We highlight some of our employees and staff and some of the meetings that we have going on and some of the jobs, you know, not any that will gross you out. I can't put them all on there, but we highlight just some of the company's information.
And if you could choose one word to describe what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, what would that word be?
I want to say it's exciting. I know I have a better word than that, but it's really, truly exciting. And I'm going to tell you why. Being where I come from, and what I'm trying to accomplish. I remember being just a professor at these colleges and now actually a year later going back and being able to bid for the opportunity for the entire university is really like breathtaking. If you really do the work, the hard work, everything comes full, you know what? Full circle.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.